Good morning, and thank you for coming so early this morning. Today I'm going to be presenting on enabling services at community health centers. A critical component in building sustainable healthcare homes. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors. I'm presenting on behalf of Hui Song, who couldn't make it today. Can you hear me okay? Okay. I'm Rosie Cheng Weir. I'm the Director of Research at APCHO, and I'll explain who our organization is in the next slide. Catherine Chen and Jeffrey Caballero are Executive Director at APCHO. So, let's see, do I just press this to go to the next slide?
You can just hit the left mouse.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so no relationships to disclose. Okay, great. So APCHO stands for the Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organizations. We're a nonprofit national association established in 87 with a mission to improve health status and access of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders. We're basically a national umbrella association of 28 community health organizations. Most of those are federally qualified health centers that serve primarily medically underserved Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders. Okay, so in this presentation, I'd like to go over what enabling services are and how they're provided at community health centers, look at the association between enabling services and health outcomes, and finally, what is the role of enabling services in building sustainable healthcare homes. So first, what are enabling services? The National Association of Community Health Centers defines it as non-clinical services that are provided to health center patients that promote, support, and assist in the delivery of healthcare and facilitate access to care. So these include services such as case management, three different types, assessment, treatment and facilitation, and referral, eligibility assistance or financial counseling for those that can't afford health insurance, health education, interpretation for those who are limited English proficient, for example, outreach services or transportation for those who don't have transportation or access to the health center physically. Okay, so what is the significance of enabling services? Well, underserved minorities such as Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders, I'll just call them NHOPEs for short, they face many barriers to healthcare access, such as limited English proficiency, poverty, geographic barriers. So enabling services help increase their access and help to reduce health disparities for these medically underserved populations. Yet little is known about the utilization of enabling services and its impact on health outcomes. And to make this worse, enabling services are inadequately funded. Just to give you an example, there's nearly one-third of community health center patients who are limited English proficient. And also limited English proficient services take on average about 15 minutes longer, almost double the time for compared to non-limited English proficient patients. And the issue is that only 5% of health centers reported receiving payment for these services. So there's this lack of adequate reimbursement, and also a lack of comprehensive data on interpretation and other enabling services that contribute to this barrier to securing financial support for these services. So what we did to address the need for more comprehensive enabling services data, we embarked on this enabling services accountability project to develop a standardized data collection model for enabling services. So we developed a data collection protocol for health centers nationally. We describe in our work, we're also using it to describe the utilization of enabling services at health centers and to evaluate the impact of these enabling services on health outcomes. And just to give a brief summary, our work on enabling services has shown the effectiveness of these services. For example, users compared to non-users are more likely to be older, female, minority, and uninsured. And an article is coming out in the American Journal of Public Health, I think this month or next month. Enabling service users have better outcomes for diabetes and immunization measures compared to non-users. And increased use of enabling services such as health education can lead to improved hemoglobin or improved blood sugar levels for diabetic patients. And you can find more about all these studies in the information sheets, fact sheets on our website at enablingservices.apcho.org. So I just wanted to briefly talk about another recent analysis we did using the Uniform Data System Data set, it's a system that the Bureau of Primary Health Care requires of all community health center patients. And so we looked at this national data set and tried to see if the investment in staffing and costs for enabling services are associated with better health outcomes. So that's just over 1,000 or almost 1,100 community health centers involved in this analysis. So just to give some background, the average total cost of enabling services has increased over the years, and this is indicative. The amount of resources dedicated for enabling services is indicative of their importance at health centers and in contributing to facilitating access for underserved patients. Here we just looked at the FTEs. The uniform data set provides a limited data set, and so these are the things that we were able to pull out in regards to enabling services. This graph depicts how much enabling services full-time equivalents were provided in each subcategory. So this is in 2008, the most common enabling service providers at the national community health centers were case managers, and then followed by patient community education specialists, and then outreach workers. And here's the analysis where we looked at the relationship between enabling services and the performance measures that are reported in the uniform data system. And so here we can see that these preliminary analyses show that enabling services full-time equivalents and expenditures are positively correlated with better health outcomes for these national quality measures, including children's immunizations, PAP tests, and healthy birth weight. The data also show that health education utilization is associated with higher PAP test rates. So next, we compared the health outcomes of health centers with a 10% investment in enabling services to national health centers. And it showed that health centers that invested the most in enabling services showed better outcomes in children's immunizations, women's PAP tests, and infant birth weight. And so these results suggest that enabling services are a vital investment in preventive care and thus are a critical component in building sustainable patient-centered medical homes. And now I'd like to turn to more talking about how enabling services are related to the patient-centered medical home. And a patient-centered medical home is not simply a place or a home, but a team-based model of an organization of primary care that delivers the core functions of primary health care, including these established by a few physician groups. It includes having a personal physician. I'll just go over some of these: a whole person orientation, coordinated and integrated care, quality and safety, and enhanced access. Let's see. And so evidence suggests that patient-centered medical homes improve care and health outcomes of underserved minorities, and therefore many private and public healthcare practices or health plans actually are incentivizing primary care practices that are considered patient-centered medical homes. And so what the National Committee for Quality Assurance did was develop some guidelines for patient-centered medical homes for these incentivization guidelines. And so they developed some guidelines for health centers that, if they meet these criteria, then they can be rewarded with some funding to better their care at the health centers. So these include, again, access and communication, care management, patient self-management support, and these other ones that you see here on the screen. And so how are enabling services aligned with these patient-centered medical home standards? As you can see in this figure, enabling services are directly contribute to these NCQA, or National Committee on Quality Assurance Standards. That is, they're well-positioned to meet these National Committee on Quality Assurance Standards. Other than increasing access, improving care management, and providing self-management support, enabling services codifying and tracking is also very important in supporting these patient-centered medical home measures. Also testing and tracking referral tracking, performance reporting, and improvement. I think I said those. And so enabling services codifying and tracking support a strong tracking and reporting system for a patient-centered medical home and result in more appropriate payment systems. payments to fully recognize community health centers' efforts in providing culturally competent health care, and therefore enabling services must be recognized as an integral aspect of the patient-centered medical home. Here's more of a pictorial of how enabling services support patient-centered medical homes. Enabling services are part of the team-based care. Enabling services focus on a whole person approach. They also, effective enabling services also require coordination and integration of care, and enabling services lastly incorporate the context of family and community as well. So that's just a summary slide on what I just mentioned. So by investing heavily in primary care infrastructure, particularly in underserved communities and all the key areas mentioned in the NCQA definitions, health centers are fit well with the patient-centered medical home model. And by doubling the number of health centers and expanding coverage to millions of low-income adults, the Affordable Care Act greatly expands the capacity of and access to health center medical homes. We do believe that the medical home model must also recognize enabling services as a unique feature that contributes to addressing the geographic, language, and cultural, social, and health literacy challenges of medically underserved populations such as Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders. And so as the national discussion on patient-centered medical home continues, we urge the consideration of the adoption of the National Committee on Quality Assurance Measure standards for patient-centered medical home, including those in the joint principles of the medical home. Adoption of our enabling services standards for delivery codification and tracking, and also the development of complementary patient-centered medical home standards for federally designated medically underserved areas, and the recognition as community healthcare homes to really recognize the cultural proficiency, training and workforce development, community involvement, and enabling services that health centers provide. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me or Hui Song, my co-author. Again, if you'd like more information, you can go to enablingservices.apcho.org, and we're also releasing a Enabling Services Medical Home Fact Sheet to be coming out shortly, or at least within the next month. And I also have a brief handout in the back for more information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Roy. That was very informative.